bracing for severe hospital staffing shortages, because today is the deadline for all healthcare workers in the Empire State to be vaccinated against COVID or lose their jobs. 84% of all hospital employees are in compliance statewide, and that might sound high, but it also means tens of thousands of workers are refusing to get the shot.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
It's going to obviously be affected. I mean, we've been talking a lot about bed potential shortages because of COVID patients, but really the problem, as you survey around the country, including what you're describing in New York, is staff. And it's a significant problem. What happens is that hospitals will oftentimes then go on diversion, meaning they're not taking anything that is not emergent or urgent. Regularly scheduled operations, things that are not urgent operations, those things get postponed, delays. So it has a really significant downstream effect.
Yeah, that's Dr. Sanjay Gupta talking on CNN about the bad downstream effect. We don't even know the bad downstream effect that we're seeing right now. It's the tsunami, and when a tsunami comes, I don't even think we've seen the major rush of the tsunami. We're now talking about if you need something, you would, with your heart or lungs or something other than COVID, you break something surgery, you're not going to be able to do this. And this is on day 500 now and 66 of this, and we haven't learned anything, have we? The problems, the hospital shortages. But let's go back, shall we? Remember?
More than anything else, I ask the people of Fresno to remain calm during this highly unusual, confusing, and stressful times. We're all in this together.
Every single congressman, Republican and Democrat, minus a few Republicans, have stood up in the Valley. The county board of supervisors and counties all over the state, mayor, state politicians that we send to Sacramento. I want you to listen to this correspondence via email from a listener to the show yesterday. He sent it to Agent Squires and myself here. And my question to you elected officials is, how did you allow this to happen? Yeah, we were in it together for 2 weeks in one day, weren't we? Hey, Agent Squires, just emotional right now, had to email. My wife and I have a small private practice in Madera, about 7 years. We are closing. It's costing us everything. We will not mandate our staff to be vaccinated. We will not. So we're giving the practice to a new doc from out of town and walking away. We are leaving the state as soon as we can figure out how to make the move. I don't want to blow up the new doctor who's taken over. He's going to have his own moral battles to deal with, but we will be leaving our keys with him on October 31st and walking away. It's the most painful and emotionally challenging phase of our life so far. The letters and calls are pouring in from patients who are upset that we are closing. We cannot comply. My wife, the doctor, never did. And it has cost us greatly. We are scared of the future, but we are proud of the battles we've had with the powers that be so far. The new doc takes over November 1st, and I keep praying that my wife will come talk to you guys about the madness that hit us, but she's scared. I would never pressure her to talk to Trevor or you about her experiences, but it's quite a story. Ivermectin works. Masks don't. Patients will film you or staff not wearing a mask and turn you into the state repeatedly. Local doctors are cowards. Local health departments are drones of the state. You guys already know these, but I'm feeling the weight of the state rolling over us as Trevor talks, and I'm tearing up as I type this. I'm so proud of my wife for walking away, for telling patients the truth, and for showing my kids that no matter what it costs, do the right thing. Sorry for the link. Love you guys, and thank you for all you do. How many more stories are out there? Again, every single congressman, Republican, Democrat in the Valley, every county board of supervisor in counties all over the state, every mayor, every state politician we send to Sacramento, what would you say to that man and his wife? Way to go, California. And, you know, we're always at risk of getting a tyrannical dictator, governor, face mask, gag, and gruesome. That happens. Look at New York, Cuomo. I mean, look at North Korea. You know, it happens throughout history. You get somebody that's full of power. But you always think that, well, you know what? I've been out to many political events. I've listened to people's speeches that wanted to run for office, and Republicans, and man, we had them in here. We pump up their campaigns because they say the right thing. What did they do? Well, they rolled over and they allowed people like the gentleman I just read right there, what's going on, to get just steamrolled. Steamrolled. You know, I had friends that used to work here, but the man-made lockdown made many companies across America furlough people, right? A lot of them have not returned to where they were before. They got steamrolled. What are we going to do about it? You know, you go to school board meetings and you scream about the masking up of kids, right? And this new cultural Marxist movement called the Democratic Party will turn you into the FBI as a domestic terrorist. But they know better, don't they? They all know better. Remember Becerra, now Health and Human Services Secretary, Mr. Medical World, right? What a joke this guy is. Listen to Senator Rand Paul. Way to go, Senator Rand Paul. This is the Israeli study. And listen to what Becerra said.
Mr. Becerra, are you familiar with an Israeli study that had 2.5 million patients and found that the vaccinated group was actually seven times more likely to get infected with COVID than the people who had gotten COVID naturally?
Senator, I'd have to get back to you on that one. I'm not familiar with that study.
Oh, okay. Remember that, because later on I have audio where he said he's looked at every study that there is, right? But this is the same Becerra that went around insulting Americans that didn't want to take the vaccine as flat earthers. Senator Rand Paul is so awesome.
Well, you think you might want to be, if you're going to travel the country insulting the millions of Americans, including NBA star Jonathan Isaac, who have had COVID, recovered, look at a study with 2.5 million people and say, well, you know what? It looks like my immunity is as good as a vaccine or not. And in a free country, maybe I ought to be able to make that decision. Instead, you've chosen to travel the country calling people like Jonathan Isaac and others, myself included, flat earthers.
Mm-hmm. Newsom's not a doctor, is he? Neither's Becerra, huh?
We find that very insulting, goes against the science. Are you a doctor or a medical doctor?
I have worked over 30 years on health policy.
You're not a medical doctor. Do you have a science degree? And yet you travel the country calling people flat earthers. You alone are on high, and you've made these decisions, a lawyer with no scientific background, no medical degree. This is an arrogance coupled with an authoritarianism that is unseemly and un-American. Mm-hmm. You, sir, are the one ignoring the science.
Yeah, way to take it to him. We're going to have a real doctor in, not Becerra. Senator Rand Paul's a doctor. Dr. Jay Khashoggian is going to be in at 4 o'clock, and I'm going to talk to him most of the hour, so I'm looking very much forward to having that happen here. Listen to Senator Rand Paul talking about the CDC doesn't recommend vaccines for measles, right? If you've already had them.
Huh? Even the CDC does not recommend measles vaccine if you have measles immunity. The same was true for smallpox. But you ignore history and science to shame the flat earthers, as you call them. You should be ashamed of yourself and apologize to the American people for being dishonest about naturally acquired immunity.
Yeah, he didn't apologize at all. Country music star Jason Aldean, I always liked him. He slammed Newsom over the school kids mandate. He accused the state of taking power away from parents. Quote, this is Jason Aldean. This is not how America and being free actually works. He said, let me get this straight. It's no longer our decision as parents or free Americans to make decisions about our kids. Gavin Newsom's make those for us now. You got to be kidding me. He said people in California should be outraged and people everywhere else better start standing up and speaking out. Capital N-O-W, he chose to write now. This is not how America and being free works. No, it doesn't. And as we've seen right now, they're in charge of all science, aren't they? It's arrogant. And again, I'm going to showcase Senator Rand Paul taking it to Becerra.
Don't you understand that it's presumptuous for you to be in charge of all the science? Have you ever heard of a second opinion? I can't go to my doctor and ask my doctor's opinion.
Nope.
I mean, this is incredibly arrogant combined with this authoritarian nature that you think, well, we'll just tell all of America to do what I say and they better, or we'll fine them or put them in jail or not let them go to school or not let them travel. The science is against you on this.
Yes, and they are ignoring the science, and they've been ignoring it for 566 days, which now brings us to, what a super Tuesday.
We're using the facts, we're following the science, and following the law.
Nobody's arguing the severity of this, but you are completely ignoring the science on natural immunity. So's Fauci, so's the whole group. You're just ignoring it because you want submission. You want everybody just to submit to your will, do as you're told, despite the evidence, the large body of scientific evidence that says naturally acquired immunity does work, is an important part of how we're all going to recover from this. So is the vaccine. But when you add them together, we're at a much different place than if you ignore them.
Yeah, they don't want herd immunity. You know, when's the last time you've actually heard Fauci or anybody, Galley, Newsom, anybody talk about herd immunity? And that is actually how you naturally, how our immune system cures these kinds of things. All right, some headlines. Feinstein introduces bill to require COVID vaccination in order to fly domestically. When the Federation of American Immigration Reform hold their feet to the fire when that was all put together, that was back like in July. And I even said, yeah, I'm coming. They booked the airlines and I thought, I won't be able to fly in September. It looks like I barely made the cut. Here they are now. You have to, she's introduced a bill for this, the U.S. Air Traffic Public Safety Act. So yeah, go ahead and while airlines are struggling to recover after the man-made lockdown, go ahead, give them less customers. They would all appreciate that. That's what America needs. We need fewer customers, right? And when you actually have that kind of stuff happening, we are going to see the economy. There's absolutely no way it can recover. I mean, that's like saying, hey, breathe freely while somebody's got their hands around your neck applying pressure. What's wrong? Stop turning red. Breathe freely. Come on. Fresno County Superior Court requiring employees to be fully vaccinated by November 19th. So that is, if you're going to be in court for anything, that's going to slow down the whole process because they're going to have people leaving, but maybe they'll replace them with the National Guard. That's what they're doing back east right now, as we've seen. Biden's education secretary used a study to justify masking kids in school, and what happened? The author of the study actually shut him down. He said, Secretary Cardona, I was a senior author of the study. Our study is not able to give any information about the role masks played in the observed low in-school transmission rates. We had no control group, so don't know if the rate would have been different without mask. That hurts getting called out like that. And in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about the control groups. I am going to be asking the doctor about that, the control groups, because when the FDA actually did the trials with the vaccine, the experimental vaccines, all the trial groups they did, oops, they decided to leave out the control group. Well, that's not actually a study. Well, we know right now hospital shortages. And we don't know the effects yet because we're coming. Well, some of them have already hit, but they're coming up in the next, depending in which service that you work in, right? Your cutoff date of having to make your decision. We don't even know the ramifications, but we do know right now. All you got to do is look out across the ocean there off the California coast, backlogged ships off the California coast. And what's LA going to do? One of the strictest passport requirements in the United States. We'll talk about that and more next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
All right, we got the crisis that has it's been, I guess, a while since we talked about the Americans that are hostages, right? Is that on the TV anywhere? I'm hardly watching any news on TV. I don't hear about it. We got the southern border crisis, right? And we got another crisis, backlog container ships off the coast of California and even on the east coast of New York. How many weeks? Yes, weeks, not days. How many weeks do you think they're waiting to unload? Four, a month. Sitting out there for a month. Do you know what that's going to do to prices? And you get the rail yards and the trucking routes clogged because they had the lack of manpower to unload the goods. Guys, this is design chaos, and it's not stopping. It's only increasing. And you're probably going, well, he keeps talking about this a lot. Yes! It's not stopping at all. They want continued chaos, and you got to see why they want it, right? The control aspect of this really overtook me. I thought it would take them a lot longer to have this kind of control over our lives. The government needs to do something right now. I mean, the whole unemployment thing. I mean, you know, having the Department of Unemployment pay people more to sit home, and you thought that we weren't going to have problems like this? The inflation. Let's see, they're down in the ports in L.A. and Long Beach. They've been anchored for 4 weeks. According to CBS L.A., up to 500,000 shipping containers are floating off the Southern California coast. They said truck drivers wait in line for hours each day. And now they're simply following New York City, but they're going to amp it up. L.A. Times reporting L.A.'s going to move to the most restricted COVID mandate yet, one of the strictest that they have. They're going to be you'll need vaccines to get into L.A. County. They're finding out right now they're just going to just make life as uncomfortable as they possibly can. And we're getting a little taste. You know, we've seen documentaries, watched movies, learned in school back when they taught history in school about oppressed people, right? You think of North Korea, you think of East Germany, you think of the Soviet Union, you think of communist China, oppressed people. We're getting a little taste of that. Can you imagine what it would feel like poured on to that level? I think there's people here that want that to happen. And it's up to us to realize what's happening first. Before you can do anything about it, you got to realize, right? Don't they say at AA, you got to admit first you have a problem, then you work on it? We got to realize we have a problem if anybody's going to work on it, right? Well, we got an election coming up, don't we? Oh, quit it. Quit it. You got them right now requiring customers to show full proof of vaccination to get into a restaurant. Let's go have coffee. Oh, I can't. I'm sorry. You would think that you'd want people to go to gyms and get healthy. No. You can't go shopping. Well, I'll just go be by myself and I guess I don't know, walk around a lonely museum. No, you won't. You can't even go sit in a movie theater. You can't even get your hair cut. Wow, guys, you can't even get a haircut. That's not allowed. There should be no restrictions at all, but these are making it impossible. Two-tier society. At that point, I guess you must comply or you're out of society. You're out of society, and you got Joe Biden firing unvaccinated Border Patrol agents, but unvaccinated illegals, come on in. You're welcome. Come on in. Simple math tells us somewhere between 55,000 and 85,000 Haitians right now headed toward the border. They should be here. Let's see. Today's the 5th. Late October. So they're saying maybe early November. This is a game plan, guys. This is a game plan. And this basement boy Biden, he is the puppet strings of somebody pulling him, trying to get this country destroyed. I mean, right? I mean, how else can you determine it? Going to fire unvaccinated Border Patrol. The people that have been down there busting their tails, enforcing our laws, doing their job on the border, and they're going to get fired if they don't take the vaccine. But illegals, nah, you're released into the country. You don't have to. That's how ridiculous this has actually become here. I have a quote from when I say there are a few Republicans that have stood up. He's one of those. Republican Tom McClintock said the Biden administration is now openly targeting the heroic men and women of Border Patrol. He said it's simply unbelievable that the Biden administration will allow COVID-positive illegal aliens to surge across the border, but are going to terminate law enforcement officers that do not comply. Well, it's not funny anymore, is it?
Can you see your papers?
I don't think I have them on me.
In that case, we'd have to ask you to come along.
Oh, we got some more moving of the goalpost again. Face mask Fauci moving the goalpost, and I got new audio from my new hero. Who's my hero? Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. I was playing you his audio yesterday that he said on the Senate floor. I'm going to play that for you. And coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, Dr. Jay Kashigian right here on the Trevor Carey Show. I'm looking forward to talking to the doctor.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Well, it wasn't a Super Tuesday until I heard that weather forecast.
Thank you all so much. What a Super Tuesday.
Friday, a high of 67, and the word on the street from the weather guy, I know him, it's a 60% chance of rain. And that's been increased, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be a nice shower? You know, the leaves and the roof and everything. I think in this parking lot out here, I could go write my initials with my shoes. You see the ash falling on your windshield. It's just something else. But, hey, good, that high pressure, hopefully that will get out of the way and get some of that coastal breeze to blow this smoke over the mountains, and you deal with it, Nevada. You know, get it out of here, man. Dr. Jay Kashigian, he's a local doctor here, been here for decades, great work in the Valley. He and I agree about the benefit or the risk being a very important issue. I've always said that if you're in an age category and you have a certain comorbidity, I'm not going to say what you should do. And I'm not going to tell anybody what they should do, but what you do need to do as just a human being is to investigate, find out, because there's a lot of lying going on, a whole bunch of lying. And Dr. Kashigian writes, the real problem is a moral violation of the process of consent or informed consent. There's a proper way to promote public benefit, and it should never, he says, include coercion. And we'll talk to him about the vaccine as well, get his medical view from that. And that's what anybody that's not in the medical world needs to do. Talk to doctors, talk to scientists. Maybe you can't, but maybe you can get online and see some of their that hasn't been purged that's out there, as we've seen. Well, the goalpost, they can't stop moving. Fauci can't stop moving that goalpost, can he? I mean, with Christmas, right?
It's just too soon to tell.
Well, no, it's not. We know that. Here he was talking about Christmas. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. 80 days away now.
But we can gather for Christmas, or it's just too soon to tell?
You know, Margaret, it's just too soon to tell. We've just got to concentrating on continuing to get those numbers down and not try to jump ahead by weeks or months and say what we're going to do at a particular time.
Oh, move the goalposts. He was asked over the weekend about gathering for Christmas, and he mumbled,
it's just too soon to tell.
Yeah, remember July 4th? Wasn't that when Joe Biden told us that virus is no longer in control our lives? It's no longer going to paralyze our nation, right? And then 2 months later, he's doing mandates and threatening Americans. Wasn't June 15th when Newsom gave him Freedom Day in California? Now he's mandated, right? Keep them scared. People are scared. They're easier to control, right? Ask a kidnapper. They'll hit somebody with the butt of the gun to get some blood to make them all realize that they're really violent, right? Keep them scared. That way you can control them, right? Fauci talking about there comes a time, what? When you got to give up what you consider your individual right of making your own decision for the greater good of society. That's what communists say, guys. That's what socialists tell you. Give up your high power job that, you know what, you didn't go out and party during college. You studied and you got that. You got a really good grades and you got that high power job. You worked for that, right? No. Give it up for the good of society, because everybody should make the same amount of money. We all need to end up equitable, right?
But you are a member of society.
No, we used to be, but yeah.
And as a member of society, reaping all the benefits of being a member of society, you have a responsibility.
Oh, because if my house is on fire, I can call the fire department, or if I need to go from A to B, I travel on highways, or when I turn on the water, I pay for all that kind of stuff, right? What are you talking about? Benefits of society? You mean like being a working person and paying taxes so that people can live on the government dime, right? Is that what you're talking about?
To society. You have got to look at it and say there comes a time when you do have to give up what you consider your individual right of making your own decision for the greater good of society.
Yeah, you keep talking like that, and believe me, Fauci, there are God-fearing Americans out there that are sick of you that will make another decision. Speaking of someone like that, I call him the madman out in the country. John Nolte lives in North Carolina. He's a fired up writer. He talked about Nolte here. Nolte said the 24-hour Christmas 180, all you need to know about Fauci the fraud. So true, because guess what? He said all that on Sunday, but then he actually said it twice on Sunday, and then 24 hours later on CNN, John Nolte writes, "This was misinterpreted as me saying we can't spend Christmas with our families." He's quoting Fauci here, which is absolutely not the case. So 24 hours later on CNN, Fauci says, quote, "I will be spending Christmas with my family. I encourage people, particularly the vaccinated people who are protected, to have a good, normal Christmas with your family." But the way all those other disinformation goes around, you say something talking about a landmark of a time and it gets misinterpreted that I'm saying you can't spend family Christmas time, which is nonsense. You can. That's what Fauci said 24 hours later, because when asked on Sunday if we can gather for Christmas, sorry, Fauci, there's a thing called audio recording that keeps your voice for quite a while. And you said
it's just too soon to tell.
But on Monday, he said, "I will be spending Christmas with my family." If that's not enough of it right there in a nutshell to tell you what has been going on, I don't know what else that you need to hear. The CDC, la 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 la, new safety guidelines for the holiday season. This is deja vu, as Yogi Berra says, all over again, isn't it? This is what we were talking about this time last year. The CDC says the latest guidance for safely celebrating the holiday season is to get some 2x4s and nail up your chimney. Because, see, Santa's going around to a bunch of different places, and he's a super spreader. So you got to block Santa from coming down the chimney. I got to agree with that one. That makes sense. They suggest that families hold virtual holiday celebrations, or have socially distant celebrations outdoors with neighbors and friends. I'll tell that to my family in Detroit. I'm sure at Christmas it'd be really nice to be outdoors with neighbors and friends, right? They also recommend the use of keeping a window fan to keep the air at an indoor party as fresh as possible. Outside of maybe, I don't know, Tucson, it could even be snowing in Christmas in Tucson. Somewhere in Florida, maybe the southern beaches of Mississippi. Where in America in December are you opening, celebrating, and having fans on, right? Maybe Palm Springs, I don't know, but it's very few places where this. Here's the CDC. If celebrating indoors, bring in fresh air by opening windows indoors if possible. You can use a window fan. This will pull fresh air in through the other open windows. Mask wearing indoors is still recommended for unvaccinated people, along with wearing masks outdoors in crowded settings. Fully vaccinated people are recommended to wear masks in areas with a substantial COVID transmission. The CDC is also encouraging people to hold off holiday travel until they're fully vaccinated. But if unvaccinated people have to travel, including children who aren't eligible, they have suggestions for safer travel, like making short trips by car and taking flights with fewer stops or layovers. And, of course, avoid long-distance train or bus trips. In other words, stay locked inside, because you know what? You're not regulated.
People aren't regulated.
Oh, my word.
When this pandemic ends, and it will end soon, we're not going to go back to normal.
He told us, didn't he? It's not going to end. It's just not. I don't see this ending. Democrat governors in Connecticut and New York are mobilizing the military to take over the unvaccinated workforce. I guess they just assumed, like Nancy Pelosi did, hey, go on YouTube and find out how to get a haircut. Remember when she said that? You can just go on YouTube and figure out how to get a haircut. I guess we'll have to start going online to get a vasectomy because the hospital shortages. You'll figure it out, right? They got staffing shortages. Major staffing shortages are going on. And as we heard Senator Ron Johnson yesterday talking about, and I love the fact that he was talking about right here, you know how Biden's talking about this being the pandemic of the unvaccinated. When you hear the CDC right there, it sounds like, yeah, it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated, right?
President Biden, and this has been parroted by media, news media, said that what we are currently experiencing is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. They don't give us really any data to back that up. President Biden said, if you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized. You're not going to an ICU unit. You're not going to die. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. Well, maybe that's true in the U.S. I kind of doubt it, because in England, of the 600,000 new cases of Delta, of the over 2,500 deaths, 63% of those deaths, 1,613 people were the fully vaccinated. 28% were with the unvaxxed.
That's not getting out. That's not in the media hardly anywhere. But Tucker last night had Senator Ron Johnson on here.
But I think the question you have to ask about Tony Fauci, and quite honestly, the other people in our healthcare agencies, is have their policy prescriptions, have they worked? We have more than 700,000 people dead now. We spent trillions of dollars. The human toll, the economic devastation. We're at each other's throats now with these divisive mandates that are going to destroy our healthcare system, destroy our military readiness. Their policy prescriptions have been a miserable failure.
My hero, right? He's making a whole lot of sense. This is what Republicans need to be saying right now in unison, all of them. And this is something we really haven't talked a lot about on the show. And we need to wake up to this. This is what these pharmaceutical companies are doing and the games that they're playing. And Senator Johnson was all over it.
And the biggest blunder of all, they ignored early treatment. They sabotaged early treatment. Now they're all hopping on board this Merck, Molnupiravir. The doctors' groups that I'm dealing with, they call it Monipiravir. Now, Merck, by the way, invented or they patented ivermectin. They've been trash-talking ivermectin in favor now of this drug that'll be like $700 a dose versus ivermectin costs about 6 or 7 cents a pill.
Wow, big difference, right? What do they always say? Follow the money. And when you do, it turns out to be sinister, doesn't it? I use that word with Fresno County CEO of the Fresno County Farm Bureau, Ryan Jacobson. I always say what they do with the water here is sinister. It's sinister.
These people will never admit they were wrong, and they've got the power to make sure that they're never proven wrong. There's something very sinister going on here.
Yeah, they have the power to shut out the fact that they're wrong, because it won't be reported. And I was very much surprised, because I had people send me information, send me some articles. I've read some websites about how the vaccine is really not approved by the FDA. And I really never really delved as far into it as I can. But now I'm going to look into this a little more after I heard a sitting U.S. senator, who makes a lot of sense, say this.
These mandates are driven by the bait and switch of the FDA that we now have an approved vaccine. We do not have an approved vaccine in America. They did it for the Comirnaty. It's available, I guess, in Europe. But the Pfizer vaccine available in the U.S. is not FDA approved. It's got an emergency use authorization. I wrote a letter to the FDA on August 26th. They have still not given me the answer of why didn't they approve it? Why are they basically lying to the American public? That's a serious question to be asked as we're destroying our healthcare system with these mandates.
More than anything else, I ask the people of Fresno to remain calm during this highly unusual, confusing, and stressful times. We're all in this together.
Got another sign, it's the end of the world as we know it. The Dollar Tree is going to start selling items for more than a dollar. Thanks, Joe Biden. Thanks, Jerry Dyer. They run the Dollar Tree with the stimulus spending. I'll talk more about it next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Dr. Jay Khashoggian, he's going to be in studio the 4 o'clock hour. Looking forward to talking to the man right here. I told you we were going to wish for 2020 back, right? The year 2020 when Dollar Tree, everything was a dollar. Yeah, everything's a buck, right? Well, now it's going to go over a dollar, right? Thanks, Joe. Thanks, inflation. I don't know. What are they going to sell stuff that's not a dollar? The big elephant in the room is the Bidenflation. This is it. Dollar Tree Plus. I don't know. The way Bidenflation train is going, it'll probably be the $10 tree store, right? I remember the 39-cent hamburger stand in Ridgecrest when in high school, 39-cent hamburger, 39-cent french fry, 39-cent Coke, or maybe like under $1.50, you could get lunch, and you know, you don't see. So I guess times change, right? The Dollar Tree going to be the $10 tree pretty soon, as we've seen. We know what Newsom is doing here in California.
We think we have enlightened leaders, people that recognize what's at stake, their own health, the health and safety of the children that they're serving. That's their mission. That's our mandate. And we're confident that we'll see compliance.
And that today's announcement is an appropriate next step to ensure the safety of our school communities and to protect our youngest learners under 12 who are not yet vaccine eligible from this highly contagious Delta variant. And over the next couple of weeks, see how this goes to see what the next step might be.
Okay, so those under 12, we gotta make sure the little kids understand this, right? So come along with me. Let's walk down the hallway right here. Let's go peek into this little kindergarten room. You hear me? Okay, here, let's open the door. Okay, come on in. Let's go.
I wear a mask to school. Hi, ho, the derry-o. I wear a mask to school.
People aren't regulated.
It helps to keep me safe. It helps to keep me safe. Hi, ho, the derry-o. It helps to keep me safe.
People aren't regulated.
It keeps my friends safe. It keeps my friends safe. Hi ho the derry-o, it keeps my friends safe. And let me see a hooray! Put your hands up in the air!
Hey, we're in a pagan cult. We're in a pagan cult.
I've prayed a lot to God during this time. And you know what? God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers. He made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us. And we must say thank you, God. Thank you. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say I'm vaccinated.
Thank you, God, for Governor Kathy Hochul of New York. Thank you, God, for Fauci.
We need to get vaccinated.
Thanks for that guy right there.
We need to get vaccinated.
I'm going to have Dr. Jay Khashoggian in studio and some serious questions and honest questions we'll ask. And I want to know as much as I can know. And I want you to know as much as you can know. I'm going to ask him about the breakthrough cases, you know, with the Delta variant. And do the vaccine antibodies that if you take the vaccine, does that suppress your natural antibody response? I think it does. The vaccine antibodies actually can take control of the immune system. I'm going to ask the doctor about that. I'm going to ask him if they defend only against a targeted virus. So if we have natural antibodies that have been programmed by the vaccine to shut down, I'll ask him if that's correct or incorrect. And these breakthrough cases, as they call them, are caused by antibody-resistant variants that are in there. And that's why the boosters are going to be needed, right? And once you take one shot, you're in, man. You're going to need the boosters because the natural antibodies are actually shut down. The body has to create some kind of resistant antibody. And that's what's artificially created by a booster shot. And think Israel. Right now, they're on a booster number two, as we've seen. So very much looking forward to the next conversation. Dr. Jay Khashoggian is going to be in studio. We'll talk about some of that Israeli data as well. And I think what we all really need to ask is what this vaccine will do to the overall human immune system as it responds to other viruses, right? Or other infections. Right now, the vaccinated are the human trial subjects and the unvaccinated are the control group. I'm looking forward to it. And this is what's good about America. We can talk and we can share. Well, for now, we'll do it next.